This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live, archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that the last day of August 2020. That where I am located in Far East is really hot. It's just amazingly unbelievable weather. This reminds me of that, you know, Earth is obviously changing and the temperature raises and other, you know, unusual become usual challenges, you know, wildfire in California and super rain and hurricanes and earthquakes, and all this Mother Earth is telling us that, hey, something is piled up and then showing up on our surface. And I mean, the Mother Earth's skin is irritating and putting the cream doesn't work. That deep within under skin is what is causing this. Unsure what it is exactly, but it's the mixture of little by little depositing on through our everyday life. So at least we can do for our everyday life is to think about the harmonious connection to Mother Earth. Sometimes that we are so far away to the nature, Mother Earth, from the dirt and, you know, it's just the wind and ground and mountains and rivers and all these elements that supporting our life on Earth. And it's good to take a time to consciously connect and show our appreciation and celebrate the coexistence, a little action of each of us eventually connected as one unity, unified, living creator energy on Earth. So what I like to give my focus on this day is that celebrate what is for what will be in divine resonance. In conjunction with the energy preparation for upcoming full moon, which is day after tomorrow, as the beginning of September, starting with the fullness. So no wonder that energy is building up. If you're having a challenging time going to sleep or quality sleep, I know it is part of the heat in the night if you are living in the Northern Hampshire. It is also part of it, but the moon energy is so related to us with through the water element. And the moon rules the water, and think about our body, physical being, is about more than 70% is made of water. So there is the connection, pools and release. Tied up and low. It's all about the water element. So our body is also being part of this universal cycle and become aware that take it easy for emotions. That's the water sign, the second chakra, directly connected to the moon. Especially you have a sign as a water element. So celebrate. Just enjoy being part of that and taking care of ourselves. That's a reminder for this day. So starting with a weekly check-in to connect together, each part of us taking a conscious breath in, taking all the air energy around you from nose into the body through throat, lungs and stomach, and make it as much as big as you can, as if you have a balloon inside of your stomach. And then releasing out from the mouth with no longer serving whatever the thinking pattern, like a particular event or emotions or persons that you just on and on and on and haunting in your mind or energetic field, whatever that. Let us consciously releasing that to your past, and so that we can more fully invite in our oneness in this physical body here now for the future. Even if we want to go back to the past, it's impossible to welcoming the past. There's only welcome future here and now, and let that go to the past consciously, or carrying unwanting bother in to the future with the heavy luggage. No, that's no fun. Too much stuff for vacation is the indication that it's the fearful self is holding on everything just in case something is gonna happen, you know, just in case it happens, and then find a new way, solution, using the lessons, what we learned from the past. No need to carry everything from the past, but digest it, lessons, so that is always available for our exciting new better aim. So releasing all this no longer serving energy consciously with this conscious oxidization, we do it together 3 times as usual. And just scan yourself, what you're thinking, what you're seeing, what you're smelling, you're hearing besides my voice, and to notice what you're tasting. Is that your physical mouth or your intuitive mouth? And just notice and then go within your body. Is any part of your body is getting your attention as in a sensation, as in a pain, or you know, whoa. Put the judgment self aside and allow your observer self, allow your non-physical energy and physical energy here and now together. Are you ready? Let's do that. Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it. One more time, eyes open, wide awake, counting 3, 1 from nose, go 2, 3, hold it. that last one. We use a vocal when we let it all out, say in out. So that sound of your voice is really helping our ears to confirm in that you are releasing or no longer serving with the energy releasing from your system. Let's do that. Go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself. Conscious breathing exercise, being current here now, co-creating energy of oneness. How you feel? I notice my body is heated up so much above waist. Oh my, surprised that temperature raised. So means that our energy is prepared. How about you? So this is the quickest mindfulness to hear now. It's like a stomach, the third emotional center, solar plexus, is that center of lower chakra. And then also evolve and earthy energy and cosmic energy connecting in between is our body, and then the center stomach is the personal power. So let us use a personal powerful energy consciously for our own betterment, your own betterment together. So today's reminder is celebrate what is for what will be in divine resonance. We have another 2 minutes, so let's see how we can flow that. So everything doesn't have a meaning until we assigned based on how we perceive, is based on what we experience up to now in a unique environment. And there is an a belief that repeated on and on and on, a discipline, the particular energy pattern, and then we believe that it's going to be happen. However, it might be completely different. So the idea is to how you see is only from your angle to see. And then what about another view? What about the other view? And just to be open and find the possibility that more exciting way to connect the dot, what is in the context of what has been and what intending, dedicating, initiating, wishing from center of our beingness wholeheartedly, connecting to divine harmony. That could be the path, journey, and we all are creator of the storyline, what it is and what does that mean. It's totally up to you for yours, up to me for mine. And why don't we choose for exciting? Why don't we use for interesting, full of surprise and happy? It's up to us to create together. This is June Universe. Come for the next segment clicking the link description. Welcome back. So this is really a great reminder that we are so engaged with the emotions and seeing the things as exactly. More and more you are dedicating, creating, embodied idea, preparing for the exciting outcome, and then believable situation is more concrete before experience come in the three-dimensional path. And then that would hit an emotion hard. When you work so hard for preparing, and that could be a more, just like a rubber band effect. When you prepare and pulling the rubber band so much, and then releasing it, hitting is more reflecting how deeply you pull that in the preparation. So as a creation, so when something comes, looks like a different from what we expected as plan A, plan B, plan C, and then our reactivity emotion shows up as anger. How come it's not this way? Or sadness. Oh, gee. You know, a preparation were all waste. And it's not just that. It is only what we thought and we prepared and dedicated and created and prepared for. And sometimes that a point of awareness is no reason, however, that universe perhaps have a larger scale of view going to the path to chosen destination. And that destination is unseen from where we are dedicating to each experience. So our job is to celebrate what it is, even if it's unresonating to what we prepared. But let us celebrate that, oh gee, it was non-preparing, but perhaps universe has a better idea and better fulfillment, something that I'm unable to imagine or create based on my little ego personal experience up to now. You know, look at the capacity of creating a possibility of your own individual experience and the universe. So isn't that more efficient to celebrate enhancing the relationship with the universe and congratulate without judging with the own existing point of whatever that non-resonance to your work intended non-resonant part. That came to my attention. It's interesting to it is really wise to loosen up and be open with no judgment to own emotional response, because we are human being that to so connecting to emotion, and that is the sign that letting us know about our uniqueness, and that will help us to become more better experiencer of our journey on earth. So today's intuitive reading that I would like to give is from Life Path. The first one is mint. Here is a 3-minute. Okay. Mint. I'm having a sense that this is about the cycle of the down. It's going to be brighter when sun comes up, and there isn't a gradual end of the winter season. So in a sense that awakening from that long sleep, in a sense of alone creation and maturation, it's starting to connect with that being touched by sun, more hope, and to connect with the wind and the other creature, connectedness unfolding there in the winter time. But it's happening gradually from this point of fullness, in the sense that hibernation leads to fullness, and from now, beginning of awakening while the winter time, prepare for you on this particular mint matter. It looks like no activity almost died, however, within is alive, and it's coming up more powerfully, more essence carried on each pieces compared to earlier stage of blossoming. I feel that wholehearted energy with the light coming in, and very natural, authentic spirit is guiding, something holiness about it, and then connect it to money, business matter, naturally based on the holiness as a whole. Life is coming into one, it as a new reality time. I have a sense that there is no season, only that when you open up and then notice the activity in there, and that is the sign for that beginning of a gradual refinement aligned to your wholehearted intentional creation. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your experience. This is mint category of life path. Another one is glasses. Glasses. Okay. I'm having a sense that this glasses situation is currently as a backup tool that just in case you feel needed, it's good to be prepared, kind of relatedness in your intentional creation's path of element of your creation. Something to do with that August Saturday weekend was inspirational, inspiring information came there in this month, and that will take a stage of production and connect it to a visible form that openly transform into your ideal calmness. I feel you're very grounded about this production, and feminine energy is nicely wrapping this creation. I feel very comfortable, secure, success operation, and seems to be that waiting for you to sit on that driver's seat to start the game. It's going to be a different game as you feel more speed and more quick movement, but it's more of open, allowing wind comes instead of like motorcycle racing, it's a yacht and read the wind and use your skills and then be open and Ooh, excite and enjoy being part of it, and then navigate to that goal as a destination. This is like a game, and then you are already into the sailors. No wonder that Nari in the driver's seat, that reading the wind, which way it will be. So be confident about what you have and capable for, and what you prepared for. Yes, this is the celebration time to enjoy the fullness and enjoy the release. Good luck. This is the glasses category of life path. The next one is amethyst. Amethyst. Okay, here is the amethyst. I'm having the sense that some gold related antique value, or something that came to you from friend because it is valuable, but it doesn't matter it is valuable or not for you at the past, but you may be able to use that as part of your asset. I feel something to do with the musicality and flowers outside, enjoying as a celebration. I hear music and drums and people dancing as a Topanga day, in a sense of springtime, expecting the summer to deepening and celebrating the beginning of life, to alive with barefoot, and some fun spirit as a laughter is coming from your friend and co-create with the sparkling energy that is really inspire your nature to write. There is an always worries and problems when you give your focus to it. And there's a particular person is always focusing on lack of having, or negative ideas and way of wording, which is really good lessons for you, how you can change the way you respond to these people. And used to be really attached to it, but not anymore. So it's not their fault, but your way of managing how you can become successful and managing that requires discipline, but it will take you to a lot enjoyable stages of life, and that allow you to speak more authentically, no matter what, and strengthening your success of achievement in your intentional creation. Good luck. This is amethyst category of life path. Wow, this is pretty strong. The last one for the reading is what is this? The last symbol is Oh, mandara. Mandara. Here is your 3 minutes, mandara. Mandala. Mandala. Okay. I see a perfect circle of this mandara in the center, and I see that is coming from your fifth emotional center, fifth chakra, as in a third eye related to mandala. First, I thought it's from solar plexus and to center in your body, and sitting on the floor or with a yoga pose, but actually center is your intuition, intellect, and brain, and your unique awareness and insight. So that is really connected to your heart of the matter, and you must take privilege of your trained skills and your knowingness with the practical delivery. Now is the time. It's quite different from spirituality, but the spiritual circle is also a part of that. And non-spiritual circle is a weird way, but different type of circle is also good, larger perspective for you to give your ability gift for their better aim. There is maximization of your ability and offer. It's coming September this month, I mean the next month. And be open and comfortable and confident. See, comfortable, confident, and to express openly with full of sense of self and owning it, ownership of your whole availability with the room, with respect, and also to grow, learn from this each experience until you reach that point of refinement. There isn't a discouragement in the deep heart, feeling loneliness I'm sensing, but it actually it's a illusion, and that's the creative essence is working, your soul spirit at work on this sort of darkest dark time. But I guess I feel you managed well, and the community of people that you studied with or school or learned together is actually the family that encouraging this creation from the true heart, bottom of their heart as in a family. I almost feels like a tears of gratefulness from those who are around you when you start or when you allow that to come into your life. But that is not only for you, but it's also for their hope, and you are part of that. Remember that to be in that dynamic. That's how you being supported and give support to the world. Good luck. This is the mandara category of life path. Thanks for your request. You can also request me your personal intuitive reading by simply sending me a private message over Facebook or Twitter at JuneUniverse. Choose one word, symbol, represents your curious matter in your lifetime, not someone else's matter, but your curious matter. Is that a life, love life, life path? It's the family or career? Let me know what it's about, and then hold your personal story, keep it as your key personal story, and let me scan, read your energy intuitively, so that allow help me interpret, deliver that insight useful according to that focus you are giving. And if it's resonating, please take it, it's free. If it's not, please do not. Because I totally respect that you are the most knowledgeable person about yourself. And if you notice that, well, this is totally off, then that will give you an idea that what you are looking for. Either way, it will be fine. You are getting one step closer to what you are embodying. And at the same time, thank you for giving me an opportunity to connect each of us, listeners, and you and our energy, co-creating oneness. Because we need each other to be part of this collective energy. So thank you. This is my gift for you to give intuitive reading for free in exchange as in a community service. And all listeners, thank you for listening. I truly appreciate every week coming back regulars. I totally, totally thankful for your co-creation and participation. And hope that this together moment will give is giving you some time to reconnect into yourself, allowing my voice guide your energy, your attention, and perhaps that asking yourself some questions or reminding or some hint to navigating your energy for better alignment or healing your particular emotions or happening in a way that being guided outside source from your own beingness as being part of this healing energy in our co-creating oneness. Together, we are stronger. So let us take one more deep conscious breath before closing to prepare the energy for full moon to celebrate what we accomplished and how far we came, and just noticing ability to create change more closer to what we like to experience. If it came to the wrong path, no problem. We can redirect when we notice it. The challenge is intentionally create so that gives us an opportunity to notice and redirect moving forward onward our path. So let us join and notice that we are all connected and remind each other ourselves that we are not alone creating, acting towards wholehearted wishes. So let us take a long, deep breath in, taking all our creative energy in this oneness from our body, counting one now. Thank you. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.